This recording, Switzerland 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she had a very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and harsh, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the ghost's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the ghost began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. When Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis, almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive either, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, my hobbies are playing the piano and the violin. I make a lot of music because I like it very much, and I go every week to a music school to take lessons there. I also like dancing and singing in my free time, and I also take part of the Scouts Swiss Foundation, and on Saturdays I always go there. I live in Chur, and I go here to school, and in 2 years I have my matura, and then I want to go to study to Zurich or somewhere else, I don't know yet. Okay, also in meiner Freizeit mache ich viel Musik. Ich tue Klavier und Giga spielen schon seit längerem und ich mache es sehr gern. Und ich gehe in die Musikschule Chur, habe ich Lektionen und dann tue ich noch gerne tanzen und singen. Und ich bin auch bei Pfadi dabei, Pfadibewegung Schweiz. Und am Samstag gehe ich viel an Übungen und für Kinder und so. Und ich bin in Chur aufgewachsen und gehe auch hier in die Schule. Und in 2 Jahren werde ich Matura haben und werde dann studieren.